The contractor's objectives when tendering. There are a number of these. They could include keeping the workforce employed, recovering overheads, expansion, or strategic elimination of the competition, as four examples. If we take them in order, keeping the workforce employed, most contractors have a number of people on their books. Some contractors have very large numbers, and it's essential to keep these people employed. If you don't do that, then if they're underemployed, what they do is decrease the efficiency of the firm and therefore imperil it. Therefore, you need enough work in order to keep your workforce busy. That may mean that the contractor will occasionally reduce his profit figure in his tender in order to increase the chance of getting a job and therefore have enough work for his people. This then ensures the firm's survival. It ensures that he doesn't have to lay anybody off, and therefore he's still got the people so that when trading conditions improve, he can move ahead. Firing people is an expensive business, and quite often when business picks up, it's not easy to recruit people back again. With regard to overhead, then you'll appreciate, if you've listened to the lecturette on overheads, that it's necessary to have sufficient turnover to provide overhead recovery. The contractor may well take the view that he would prefer to reduce his profit percentage, increase his chances of getting jobs, and therefore ensure that he meets his turnover target for the year, even if his profit figures are slightly less as a result. Expansion is often the aim of a contractor. They particularly want perhaps to increase their turnover, because that then means that they'll be in a position to recruit people and take on larger jobs in the future. In order to do that, they may take the view that again they'll reduce their profit percentage in order to make sure that ambition of increased turnover does in fact occur. This often goes hand in hand with strategic elimination of the competition. By reducing their profit percentage, it means that they're more likely to get jobs in competition with other companies in the same area. And by doing that, if they can stay in business by being that bit more efficient, they may well be able to undercut them on a regular basis and eventually take so much work away from them that the other firms end up in difficulty as a result. For a contractor, in a way, almost the ideal situation would be to largely eliminate the competition, which would then mean that they would be able to pick up the lion's share of the work. However, an individual firm may be perfectly happy with the strategic elimination of just one competitor, and under the circumstances, once they have been sufficiently weakened, might then be in position to take them over and incorporate their resources into the existing resources of their own firm, and therefore achieve the goal of expansion.